morning. I'm Rob Hackalin. It's time now for our Tech Talk segment on WATD. Every week at this time, we check in with David Snell. David joins us from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, well, here we are, and the war continues in Ukraine, and we're going to talk about the impact on, well, I guess it's Russia versus Meta. Of course, Meta, the owner of Facebook.
It's a new moniker, which we still don't understand why they went that way. But so we're having the war in Ukraine, but there's also a war in the background that some folks aren't hearing about, and that is Russia versus Meta. A very hot topic during the 2016 elections when Russia was involved and Facebook was taking some actions against them. But now Facebook last week announced that it would temporarily allow language on Facebook and Instagram that would usually be considered hate speech.
Hmm.
And we know that they're very hot on that when it happens in the U.S., but they've allowed it, or they turned off those filters for folks in Ukraine, and other countries close proximity to Russia, Estonia, Hungary, and Poland. So it's very interesting now that cyber war is going on now behind the scenes.
Yeah, okay. So tell us what they're doing then. So they are allowing language, just people to post their thoughts and opinions?
Exactly, especially the opinions. One of the things was that came through is death to Russian invaders and that type of stuff, which would not be allowed here in this country, or in many other countries, actually, that Facebook has a presence in. But because of the challenges there and how this is, I guess, progressing improperly or not well, they're allowing this to be a different type of a war that is they're trying to get the information out to other people as to what's actually happening there.
Hmm. All right. So Meta says that they're doing this to protect the Ukrainian citizens' rights to speech as an act of self-defense, it says in your article. So, all right. So I see there. I mean, obviously, if your homeland is being destroyed, you might have some very harsh things to say. So I think that would everybody would understand that.
Exactly. And because of this, Russia was swift and hostile towards Facebook, or Meta, and they've labeled the organization as an extremist organization. So it's another interest of an extremist country pointing fingers at like Meta, saying they're an extremist. So it's very interesting. And one of the things that we did find on this, and you know, you didn't want to say poor Mark Zuckerberg, but last year in October, Meta or Facebook lost $6 billion. In February this year, they lost $230 billion. And right now, because of the Russia versus Meta, they're projecting a $2 billion loss just from advertising revenue.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, that means Zuckerberg, since October 2021, his net worth has dropped $35 billion.
Yeah. Yeah, because he is not going to be doing business there. Of course, you said Russia had banned Facebook anyway, right?
Right. So no matter what folks say when they can get on Facebook, it's not going to get to the people in Russia who they're trying to convince, and we've seen in some of the TV news lately, they're trying to convince them that the war is unjust. And some of the Russian citizens are actually being arrested and jailed and have gone missing since they started protesting. So it's a bad situation there, and Meta is trying to make it better for the folks in that area of the world.
Hmm. Well, I think, you know, I mean, I know through Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, people have used it to follow either reporters or people in Ukraine, citizens themselves, to get information about what's going on. And obviously, the people in Ukraine are using it to basically call attention to the world, I think, to let them know what's going on in their countries. So I imagine it sounds like they're going to allow that to continue then.
It looks that way at this point in time. I don't think that anything Russia could do would actually affect what Meta does on this continent. So,
all right.
We'll see where this goes.
All right, David Snell, and if people want to read more about the ongoing battle of Russia versus Meta, they can go to your blog, right?
Exactly right. Go to axfireit.com and click on my blog link and get some additional information as to what's happening. We should all be staying informed at this point in time for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, David Snell over at AxSmartIT in Wareham. David, thank you so much.
Have a good day, Rob.
You too. That's David Snell, our tech guy. He joins us every week at this time. Go to AxSmartIT.com. AxSmartIT.com.